This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so pay attention. Because you are so exceptional, you like to listen to Agenda 21 Radio. So welcome aboard. Like I said, got a lot of things going on here in the United States of America. CPAC, Donald Trump embracing the flag and bringing the house down at CPAC. Long overdue, I might add. Long overdue. Donald Trump embracing the flag at CPAC goes for 2 hours, 2 hours in his speech. No one wants to shut him down, of course, at CPAC on Saturday. So we'll be playing some excerpts from that speech. It was a great speech. Yeah, very impromptu, deviating from the teleprompter. Teleprompter free, as we say. Teleprompter free. Yeah, that his numbers are going up. I can't wait until we get the Rasmussen report. We'll check into that sometime during the show this morning. Of course, you can visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We are rolling out the next New California State Convention number 4 of 6 this year. And, you know, it's very, very interesting, these conventions. We develop a lot of things. We're going to definitely be developing something for tomorrow's grievance. Grievance number 58 is going to be a shocker. But we'll bring it all to you here a little bit later in the show. A little bit talking about also the California budget numbers a little bit, because remember, we are on day four of the financial collapse countdown for California. It is happening. We declared it March 1st is the day in which we will start to count it down. day four of the financial collapse watch for California State. And, of course, the things that will happen from that, we'll be bringing you the countdown, what's going to happen, how it's going to happen, and all that good stuff. And in the days ahead, you'll see more. You'll have more clarity. You'll have more clarity. Big storms around the land. Nobody talking in the national media, for the most part, about any of the storms that have been barreling into California and absolutely drenching us here. Snowpack is well exceeding the mark, and runoff and slush and everything else. A huge runoff that's going on right now in the Sierra Nevadas. And this is something that we were getting reports because, you know, we actually have friends who live up there. And I used to live up there, you know, 9 years living in the high Sierras, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 feet. I get it. I get what runoff looks like. And, of course, there's a lot of runoff because as the Pineapple Express barrels into the West Coast, their potential for flooding and actual flooding happening is ubiquitous around the state. Now, this is kind of a problem because California has not spent the money on upkeep for this problem. And actually, in a reality check is, California can't do much about it now as they should. They should be out there doing the things that they need to be doing to prevent flooding and also possible loss of dams. This is something that's an overtopping of dams. This is something that's a direct responsibility of the governor's office of the state of California. And, of course, the lack of any kind of money being spent by the Brown administration in the skimming off for years, the skimming off of money that would normally be allocated for the safety of everybody in infrastructure by way of dams and everything, that money has been spent on other things like illegal foreign nationals that come flooding across the border. By the way, where is that story now in the news? We'll be talking about the border issue because it is a major, major issue, right? It is a major, major issue. I can't tell you, I can't express to you how much of an issue this is. Isn't it interesting we have, the rest of the weather. Yeah, a tornado that's touched down back east and many, many people that are dead. We'll mention a little bit about that. And, of course, Colorado's had a lot of snow. But, again, the focus seems to be clearly on other parts of the nation in terms of weather as opposed to California, which I find very, very interesting because, really, the potential for mass loss of life in California is very high because of the irresponsibility of the criminal behavior, in my opinion, of Jerry Brown and his cronies in the Capitol. We'll be talking about that. The cronies in the Capitol, by the way, Scott Wiener, Senator, California State Senator from San Francisco. And it's kind of interesting. He's quite the character. He's the one who wants to legalize pedophilia here in California. I'm sure he's. We don't know of his connections to the North American Man Boy Love Association, but we do know the other connections that he's got, and they're quite interesting. We'll be exploring Scott Wiener, and I don't know if he's, if he's related to the other Wiener, right? Whatever happened to Uma Abedin? And then Hillary, she raises her. I mean, she raises her voice. I guess over the weekend too. We might touch into that. I'm not too sure we're going to go there. Anyway, so we've got this whole thing going on with Trump at CPAC marathon longest speech of his presidency. Lock her up. Did I say Hillary Clinton spoke out? And by the way, at CPAC, they're saying, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up. They want to arrest her, people do. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. Chris Christie made the comment, because I heard it. I actually saw it. I was watching my television, but I was watching my computer, because, you know, we don't do TVs anymore. And but I was watching, Chris Christie was on... I don't know if it was a Saturday morning or it's all a blur. We did so many town halls and everything else over the last week, and then we got a major week coming up here for New California. So we've been doing a lot of stuff. So it's kind of a blur, but I think Chris Christie was making the comment as they were segueing out of his segment on the curvy couch that it may be too late to prosecute Hillary Rodham Clinton. Let's hope not. Let's hope we keep that chant going. Lock her up, because, you know, it's, well, I think it's just justice, right? We see that there's justice for one group and not justice for another, right? That's kind of a problem, isn't it? Anyway, let's see. What do we have here? I'm vesting myself in this little clip. I don't know. Trump's rollicking. Two-hour CPAC speech is longest of his presidency. And this is, what is it? Oh, it's Mediaite. Okay, media. I like Mediaite. His raucous speech at the Conservative Political Action Conference on Saturday clocked in at 2 hours and 2 minutes long, making it the longest speech of his presidency. Isn't that nice to know? I mean, the guy can speak, and he was extemporaneous.
It's not fair. And this is why I flew. So I met generals I didn't know. General 1, General 2, General 3. I mean, these generals... There's no person in Hollywood that could play the role. These guys are like perfect people. I said, what's your name? Sir, my name is Raisin. What the hell kind of a name? I said, Raisin, like the fruit? He goes, yes, sir, Raisin. What's your last name? Kane. Raisin Kane. I said, you got to be kidding. It's true. Raisin Kane. General, I just made him a big star. Just like I did with Mattis when I said, we're going to give you a new nickname, because chaos is not a good nickname. So we changed his name. Called him Mad Dog. But it wasn't working too well. Mad Dog wasn't working too well. So what happened is I flew to Iraq. I wanted to meet the people on the side.
It wasn't working well. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee my pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Oh.
sometimes from soldiers what's going on than I do from generals. I do. I hate to say it. And I tell that to the generals all the time. But I didn't have to go there. I didn't have to go there because I meet and I land at this airport. The most incredible thing. We must have spent $3 billion building it. It's one of the reasons I don't want to leave Iraq so fast. I said, well, how do we leave this thing? So I have Raising Cane, three other generals, colonels, sergeants, and I said, bring the cameras. I'm going to make a movie. This is the most incredible thing. And I said to the generals, listen, we got to get out. I want to know, why is it going to take 2 years to knock off 2 or 3 or 4%, which is what we had left? It won't, sir. I said, tell me why it won't. It won't, sir. If we attack them in a different manner, we can do it much faster. Okay, General Raising Cane, how fast can... Sir, we can have it totally finished in 1 week. I said, 1 week? I was told 2 years. 1 week. That's right, sir. We're only hitting them from a temporary base in Syria. But if you gave us permission, we could hit them from the back, from the side, from all over, from the base that you're right on right now, sir. They won't know what the hell hit them. They won't know what the hell hit them, sir. And I said, why didn't my other generals tell me that? Why didn't they tell me that? I said, did you tell them that? Not our place to say it, sir. They come in from Washington, sir. We have to take orders. You're the first one to ask us our opinion. True. It's true. 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 So I went back and I said, I'm going to get back to you soon, Raisin. I think you're great. I like you, Raisin Cane. But I did say, I said, well, hey, listen, we're in Iraq. Isn't that very far away from... I was here in a very short time, sir. I flew right in. Of course, he's taking a plane that goes 2,000 miles an hour, you know. But incredible. What you learn from being on the site. My father was a builder. He always used to say, nobody ever got rich by sitting behind their desk. It's true. It's true. He'd say, you got to be on this site. You got to be with the contractors. You got to see if they're ripping you off. You got to collect every nail that's dropped. Every piece of wood, you can sell it. You got to be on the site. You got to see while they're building, while they're under construction, is that wall straight or if it's crooked? And you have to fix it before they build it, not after they build it when you rip everything down. True. You don't get rich by sitting behind a desk, so I didn't want to do that. And I'm in the White House, and I was lonely. I said, let's go to Iraq. And I had a hell of a meeting in Iraq. And I'll tell you, those generals, not just Raisin Cane, General Cane, those generals were great. They were great. They knew their stuff. They were gung-ho. And it is true. I mean, you talk central casting. These guys, you couldn't, I mean, it's incredible. They had a master sergeant there. I could take him right now, bring him to Hollywood, make a military movie, and he's the star of the movie. That happened once before, you know. That did happen once before. Remember? They brought a man in, a sergeant, a drill sergeant, to teach some actor how to be a drill sergeant. The drill sergeant was so incredible that he ended up starring in the movie. And he should have gotten the Academy Award, by the way, but he didn't. That's because Hollywood discriminates against our people.
Well, Donald Trump, 2 hours and 2 minutes CPAC. You just got a glimpse of it. We'll play a little bit more during the show. But it certainly tells you a little bit about what he was thinking about in terms of what was happening in Iraq, huh? And how we can get out. And we spent $3 billion on an airport in Iraq. What about $3 billion on a wall? Right? What about that? What about that? This is the kind of stuff we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. This is the kind of stuff we're talking about.
Little shifty shift.
Uh-oh,
yesterday.
Here we go.
No, it's the first time he went into a meeting And he said, we're going to look into his finances. I said, where did that come from? He always talked about Russia. Collusion with Russia. The collusion delusion. So now we're waiting for a report, and we'll find out whether or not and who we're dealing with. We're waiting for a report by people that weren't elected. We had, think of this, we had the greatest election. In all fairness, I used to hear Andrew Jackson. This was now greater than the election of Andrew Jackson. People say that. No, people say it. I'm not saying it. This was the equivalent or greater. You know, they used to go to Ronald Reagan when I first started. This is Ronald Reagan. Then we started really doing well, and they were coming from everywhere to vote. Those red hats and white ones. The key is in the color. The key is what it says. Make America great again. That's what it says. Right? Right? But we had the greatest of all time. Now we have people that lost. And unfortunately, you put the wrong people in a couple of positions, and they leave people for a long time that shouldn't be there. And all of a sudden, they're trying to take you out with bullshit. Okay? With bullshit.
Censored, 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 censored.
Now, Robert Mueller never received a vote, and neither did the person that appointed him. And as you know, the attorney general says, I'm going to recuse myself. And I said, why the hell didn't he tell me that before I put him in? How do you recuse yourself? But the person that appointed Robert Mueller never received a vote. Robert Mueller put 13 of the angriest Democrats in the history of our country on the commission. Now, how do you do that? These are angry, angry people. You take a look at them. One of them was involved with the Hillary Clinton Foundation running it. Another one has perhaps the worst reputation of any human being I've ever seen. All killers. In fact, it would have been actually better for them if they put half and half, and Mueller can do whatever he wants anyway, which he'll probably do. But we have conflicts. I had a nasty business transaction with Robert Mueller a number of years ago. I said, why isn't that mentioned? He wanted the job as FBI director. I mean, these are things that are out there. They know it. Why isn't that? And I didn't give it to him. Why isn't that mentioned? Jim Comey, Lion James Comey, is his best friend. James Comey is his best friend. And those are a few of the conflicts. Other than that, it's wonderful. So.
Okay.
Everybody's waiting. I thought of it.
Yeah. Those are, and by the way, there's other things going on with Mueller, as an example. He's got some other things to explain, like, you know, why was he so involved with the Ukrainian situation when there was the overthrow of the Ukrainian government, you know, the government that was leaning towards Putin? Oh, I'm sorry, we just don't want to talk about that now, do we? Just a few things that are going to be adding up to this is why, you know, there's kind of slow walking this whole investigation about Donald Trump. They're just slow walking it. And the slow walking just isn't working. I'm sorry, it's not. See, there's no there. Now, here's the problem, is he mentioned Adam Schiff. You may not have heard, I don't think we're breaking news right now, it's just part of the news cycle, you know, this 365 news cycle, 24/7, I'm sorry, I forgot the day, 365. Anyway, this news cycle just, you know, is including the fact that there's going to be more investigation of collusion for the next 2 years. Really? The collusion delusion. Now, here's the problem. You know, aren't we all tired of the investigations of collusion delusion? In which there's no collusion delusion? There's no collusion. That's why it's a delusion. I don't know. Let's ask Scott Wiener what he thinks. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
I saw a little shifty shift yesterday. No, it's the first time. He went into a meeting and he said, we're going to look into his finances. I said, where did that come from? He always talked about Russia. Collusion with Russia. The collusion delusion.
Yep. The collusion delusion. Collusion delusion. More of the collusion delusion to follow. You know this. You know what's really the way this is shaping up? Look at what you have here. You have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You have Bernie Sanders. Now, listen, I said about Bernie Sanders, I want to be going on the record here. In all fairness, he got screwed by Hillary Clinton. Now, that's a bad visual. I understand that. But it's true in the California primary because they primaried him out, right? And he got screwed. So I stuck up for Bernie, and I will, because in that was in 2016, because the fix was in. We all knew that the fix was in. California voting system is completely corrupt, and therein lies a big problem, right? Okay, now having said that, the socialist that he is, I have to be critical now of the socialist. I stuck up for Bernie. He's an honest socialist. He says he's a socialist. And it's now, because of his honesty, the socialist thing has actually caught on with a lot of people, which is the way good socialists work. So everything's socialism, 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 which, of course, now we're making the comparisons of Venezuela, Venezuela, Venezuela. We talked a lot about this last week. We're going to have to continue talking and talking and talking about the ills of socialism, which are pretty obvious. Of course, we don't want to talk about the history of it all now, do we? We don't want to talk about the history of socialism, communism. Oh, well, just nothing to see here move quite along. So we've got this now entering the political fray in a big way. A lot of youngers don't know any different because they've been poorly educated, and that's, of course, been our fault, hasn't it? Well, it wasn't, you know, for lack of trying to stop it in some cases. A lot of people just got suckered in, and the delusion was there that we would always have a free enterprise, free market capitalist system, and socialism was dead. We killed it when we conquered communism. When communism collapsed in 1989 to 1991, it was over, O-V-E-R for communism, and nothing else was going to ever take it away. We're free, we're free, we've conquered. And of course, nothing could be further from the truth, because as totalitarians go, these things have a way to come back. We're back as totalitarians because this has been basically our struggle ever since we were formed as the, well, new country, United States of America. Now, this has been the dilemma, is that they've always wanted to destroy us. So they've tried to figure out a way, how do we stop this freight train? How the totalitarians, now, we're going to identify who the totalitarians are. How are we going to stop this freight train? So they throw in things like, well, Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels, the Communist Manifesto, 1848. Now, listen, you've got to be thinking past your lifetime, before, during, and ahead of your lifetime about how these totalitarians think, because that's how they think. They don't think in their own terms about their current lives. They think in a continuum, a spectrum of time, past, present, and future. And a lot of us don't think in that realm. We think of the here and now. And that is not the way it works with these totalitarians. They have this vast continuum that they work with. That what is going on in my life today, we have to carry forward to the next generation and to the next generation. They're very focused on that. And they have a religious belief about it. It's a religion with them. Hence the Agenda 21 folks, right? Hence the technocrats. Hence all these communists, Nazis, socialists. All these people have that kind of ticking time bomb within themselves. And it's always, listen, socialism and communism have been around for years and hundreds and thousands of years, ever since there was somebody who was stronger than the next and somebody who could, you know, pick up a rock and crush your head with it. And they would survive. They would be the conqueror. And people would follow them because of the power and the influence. Even though the power and the influence might be wrong. And it took a long time in history that people started to actually have to sort it out. It actually took books to help you sort it out. It took the Bible to actually help sort it out. And when the timing was correct in our continuum of human history, we started to figure it out that we as individual people have to be responsible for our own freedom and liberty. And hence, that's why the Declaration of Independence and the founding fathers of this country came forward in such a unique world that no one understood it. No one understood the things like the definition of the word independence or what to be independent was. That word hadn't even been invented until 1661. Hello? Everybody was kept as a serf, as a slave, to those that had the rock that could crush your head. And, of course, the minions that were happy to follow along with the person with the rock in the hand to crush your head, because they didn't want to have their head crushed either. They wanted to be on the side of power, strength, and domination. This is exactly where we're at today. We're back. It's back. We've had, you know, in fact, a very good saying, I think it was Winston Churchill said, at Potsdam. Have you ever been to Potsdam? I've been to Potsdam, Germany. It's right outside of Berlin. And right after World War II, it was Stalin and Truman and de Gaulle and Churchill. They met at Potsdam to basically carve up what was left of Europe and to just sort of scope it out. Because World War II had wiped out all of Europe. And if you've ever been to Europe, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The hatred, the anger, the evil that brought us all the years, in the centuries past, all came to fruition in World War II. and the devastation that laid waste. I mean, it just laid waste World War II. A different type of war, you bet, from the land, sea, and air. There's no question. That's the first time in human history that there was so much mass covering around the world with so much material. We learned through the Industrial Revolution to be able to put it all together and have World War II. And the lives that were lost, over 50 million people. 50 million people. The last century alone, between World War I, World War II, and the Cold War, over 100 million people perished. Because we learned how to hate big time. We hated so much we created world conflagration. Guess what? The rock just got bigger, didn't it? So at Potsdam, after World War II, Churchill said, "I fear that all we have done by having this war is kept the world safe for 50 years. Think about that. 1995, 1992, 95, that era. That's all we could do. Because in 1992, the world was introduced to the United Nations Agenda 21. It was the next generation of evil and hatred and warfare that manifested itself. And who introduced it to the United States Congress? Oh, it was Nancy Pelosi, House Res 353. 1992 of October, Nancy Pelosi introduced that resolution which brought to the United States codified law of the United Nations Agenda 21. And here we are in 2018, the rock over our head.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com. Oh, boy. The rock over your head. Very, very true, huh? The rock over your head. We're at a turning point, ladies and gentlemen. And what's going to happen? I guess is the big thing. What is going to happen? I think we know what's going to happen. I think we're going to prevail. I have no doubt that we are going to prevail in this struggle. So Donald Trump, Donald J. Trump. All right, here we go. Crossed the line. Daily Show host slammed by critics. I wonder what that's all about. That was on his show. it's kind of interesting. Where's the show? The article's gone now. Oh, my God, I hate it when this happens. Daily Show critic. I guess he made some sort of comments about Donald Trump or something. I don't know. But I don't want to talk about him. I'm sorry. Shock and sadness. The Prodigy lead singer Keith Flint is dead at 49. I don't know who that is. Okay, border blowback. This is an article that came across. Dems warn Trump. Next president could call emergency on guns if courts back order on the border. Okay, I don't think so, but there's two different things. This is again what I think really. And I'm not a constitutional attorney, but I can kind of judge. Well, and you know, by the way, I don't want to slam constitutional attorneys, but anyway. This is a story. Let's see how this goes here. This is a story about will President Trump's rhetoric cause him to be a problem?
The president igniting CPAC with what many conservatives are calling his best speech yet, using the same passionate rally cries that worked so well for him in 2016.
The collusion delusion. And all of a sudden, they're trying to take you out with bullshit. Okay. We will always defend America's borders. Our immigration system is so broken, folks. The new Green Deal or whatever the hell they call it. We believe in the American dream, not in the socialist nightmare.
All right. These kinds of speeches worked well getting him elected. But will this fiery rhetoric be the key to winning yet again in 2020? Can it work for the reelection? Here to debate is Senior Vice President of America Rising, Alexander Wilkes, and Democratic strategist Kevin Chavez. Guys, thanks so much for coming on this morning. Kevin, I want to start with you. I know you probably hated the speech, but it's hard. I mean, to go for 2 hours and keep people into it the way he can. He has something very special when he connects with people that way. What do you think?
I agree. That speech, CPAC, certainly threw plenty of red meat to his base, I'll say that. And they got rave reviews, as you mentioned. And I think a recent poll that came out shows that President Trump is still very strong among his base. But in some ways, that's his problem, too, because he hasn't really expanded beyond the people who are hardcore supporters of his. In a recent poll that came out said that almost 4 in 10 people would not vote for the president. So he does have some headwinds he has to face as he prepares for 2020. But that's what this speech was about. It felt like a campaign kickoff speech.
Yeah.
And it felt like the first official campaign event, frankly. So it's going to be interesting. But I do think he's got headwinds with you know, the Russia investigation, I think a lot of the public still doesn't trust him on that, and some of his other issues. So we'll see how independents and people in the middle respond to it.
Yeah, you know, Alex, Kevin brings up a good point. You know, I mean, they talk about the president's diminishing base in some ways, and according to some polls, it's not that big anymore. Can he get it back? Can he get to a point where he can win again in 2020?
Well, I think what the CPAC speech reminded me of was of the 2015 and 2016 rallies that he used to do. And the reason why is because he spoke in a way that the American people and the voters found to be authentic. And he spoke in such a creative way that it ended up breaking through the traditional sort of editorializing that went on, yeah. You know, in newsrooms across the country. And I think that, you know, he drives the news cycle. That is for sure. And a conventional candidate on the Democratic side, I think, is going to find himself or herself really playing catch up.
Kevin, let's go to a second topic here. We want to talk about the Electoral College. And there is this movement in this country right now. We're going to show you a list of states here that have either passed or introduced what's called a national popular vote bill. And it's kind of gaining steam. And you'll notice that these are all blue states here. But the Democrats, sick of losing the popular or winning the popular vote and losing elections, have come up with this idea. What do you make of this, Kevin?
Well, it has gotten steam in, like you mentioned, some of the blue states, and I believe Colorado governor just indicated right. He would sign a bill, which would bring, I believe, the total number of electoral votes who are in this compact up to about 180, 181, something like that.
Yeah.
So still well short of the 270 that would be required to make sure that the popular vote winner would win the 270 electoral votes required to
right.
win.
Alex, you know, I'm sure you're going to say that, you know, you don't like the idea as a Republican. The reason the Electoral College exists is because I think the founders, from what I've read, didn't necessarily trust pure democracy in its purest form.
Sure.
But I guess the other side would be if you're a Republican living in a blue state or a Democrat living in a red state, why do you even bother to vote? I mean, you know what's going to happen.
Well, I think that this is, you know, illustrative of the Democrats' willingness to change the rules when the rules no longer benefit them.
Right.
You know, a good example of this, other than the popular vote, is that the Democratic Socialists of America are talking about abolishing the Senate. I think it just so happens that the Senate happens to be under GOP control. We're pushing through all of these judicial nominations. But in doing so,
you see, when they want to destroy the Senate, the Democratic Socialists of America, which is what they've been promoting, you know, redistributing senators from that have small populated states such as Nebraska and Montana to other states such as 12 more senators for California. Now, what could possibly go wrong when you have 12 more senators going into California? You see, you get a pure democracy, which is what the founding fathers did not want. That's why we got an electoral college. That's why we got senators representing. How's that worked out for California or New York or the other states that have Reynolds versus Sims issues? We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Back, much to the chagrin of certain people. Anyway, lots of things going on. You know, the salient thing about this last clip that we just played was the part, it wasn't so much about the Dems warn next president could call emergency on guns if courts back border order. It was the latter portion of this whole thing that was really the eye-popper, if you will, for the discussion. And let's see if we can catch this clip again. And this is an estate, interesting statement.
Electoral College. And there is this movement in this country right now. We're going to show you a list of states here that have either passed or introduced what's called a national popular vote bill. And it's kind of gaining steam. And you'll notice that these are all blue states here. But the Democrats, sick of losing the popular or winning the popular vote and losing elections, have come up with this idea. What do you make of this, Kevin?
Well, it has gotten steam in, like you mentioned, some of the blue states, and I believe Colorado governor just indicated he would sign a bill, which would bring, I believe, the total number of electoral votes who are in this compact up to about 180, 181, something like that.
Yeah.
So still well short of the 270 that would be required to make sure that the popular vote winner would win the 270 electoral votes required to win.
Alex, you know, I'm sure you're going to say that, you know, you don't like the idea as a Republican. The reason the Electoral College exists is because I think the founders, from what I've read, didn't necessarily trust pure democracy in its purest form.
Sure.
Didn't trust purest democracy, which is what we have in California, a monoparty state. This is the point. This is the point. And this is what she says.
But I guess the other side would be if you're a Republican living in a blue state or a Democrat living in a red state, why do you even bother to vote? I mean, you know what's going to happen.
Well, I think that this is,
you know what's going to happen. It's what happened in California, right? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Just more good information coming your way here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And if you're going to come to the convention in Fresno, get your tickets now. Get them early because the prices will go up. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.